This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Hugo Alberto Garcia. Date of birth, September the 18th, 1959. Case ID number is 598-5436. Date of exam, October the 3rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Valley Medical Arts Clinic, dated 7/24/2023. Identifying information, this is a 64-year-old married male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of decreased vision, comma, diverticulitis/hernia/hepatomegaly, comma, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy, comma, knee osteoarthritis, comma, bilateral prosthetic hypertrophy, comma, hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, and peripheral artery disease with atherosclerosis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he worked as a maintenance man for 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in an apartment and is not receiving disability benefits. However, he is already receiving his Social Security money from Social Security at this time. Allegations number one, decreased vision. Number two, diverticulitis/hernia/hepatomegaly. Number three, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy. Number four, knee osteoarthritis. Number five, benign prosthetic hypertrophy. Number six, hypertension. Number seven, hyperlipidemia. And number eight, peripheral artery disease with atherosclerosis. History of allegations, number one, decreased vision. The claimant states that in 2019, he was having difficulty seeing with both eyes. The claimant does have a history of diabetes mellitus, hypertension, and double vision. He denies being nearsighted, comma, having glaucoma, comma, or any trauma to his eyes. He has problems with both eyes and does wear glasses at this time. The claimant states that his night vision as well as his peripheral vision is poor and that he sees shadows. The claimant was diagnosed with bilateral cataract formation and had surgery done on both eyes on October the 25th, 2021 with fairly good results. The Snellen vision is OD uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole was 20/100. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. And binocular corrected is 20/40. The claimant does have some complications with shadows, but his condition appears to be stable. Allegations number two, diverticulitis/hernia/hepatomegaly. The claimant states that in 2020, he was diagnosed with complications of diverticulitis in the upper part of his abdomen. He was also told that he had a hernia. They were both surgically repaired in 2020. The hernia surgery was repaired in 2020, and the diverticulitis abscess or problem that he had was corrected in 2018. He was also told that he had hepatomegaly. He states the character of the pain is acute, sharp pain located in the epigastric area that radiates down to the lateral sides. He states this pain can last for approximately 2 hours. And he states he has it every other day. The associated symptoms include nausea, vomiting, occasional diarrhea, but no constipation, melena, hematemesis, or weakness. The claimant has lost approximately 40 pounds in the last year, but is not food intolerant to any other kind of medications. He was diagnosed with diverticulitis with abscess formation requiring surgery, which was performed in 2018, and also a hernia repair in that same area in 2020. He was also told he had hepatomegaly, but denies having any kind of hepatitis or drinking problem with alcohol. His condition appears to be stable. Allegation number 3, diabetes mellitus with neuropathy. The claimant states that in 2008, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any in-organ damage, such as nephropathy or cardiovascular disease, but he does suffer from some retinopathy and diabetic foot neuropathy from uncontrolled diabetes. He checks his blood glucose one time per day. It states that his last reading was 193. He states it usually comes out between 130 and 190 when he checks his blood glucose. He does not recall what his last hemoglobin A1C was. At the present time, he is on Jardiance 25 milligrams QD, Glipizide 5 milligrams QD, and Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID. He was started on an insulin, but states that he did not feel good with the medication. Allegation number 4, osteoarthritis of the knees. The claimant states that at one time he had a tibial tubercle mass on his left knee, which has since disappeared. He has had x-rays of the knees, and he has been told he has degenerative joint disease secondary to osteoarthritis. He has been given approximately 4 steroid shots in his knees. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels in the evening. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time, and his physician is Dr. Garcia. He is presently on diclofenac, 100 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He likes to walk often to keep in shape, and that's his main physical activity. His daily activities include doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, and walking. Allegation number 5, benign prostatic hypertrophy. The claimant states that in 2020 he was diagnosed with benign prostatic hypertrophy. His PSAs have been normal. No surgeries have been performed. He is presently on tamsulosin, 0.4 milligrams QD, and he states the medication has helped him with his condition. Allegation number 6, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having some shortness of breath and headaches in the frontal and occipital area of his head, along with blurred vision. He denies any chest pain. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, as well as no problems with nephropathy. He is presently on lisinopril 2.5 milligrams QD, and his blood pressure is 142 over 63 mmHg. The claimant states that he has not really been diagnosed with hypertension, but is given lisinopril secondary to protect his kidney function. His condition appears to be well controlled at this time. Allegation number 7 and 8, hyperlipidemia / peripheral artery disease / atherosclerosis. The claimant states that in 2014, he was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia, peripheral artery disease with atherosclerosis. He was started on pravastatin 20 milligrams QD and states that his levels are normal at this time. He denies any myocardial infarctions or cerebrovascular accident, but has had surgery of his left leg secondary to peripheral artery disease, and also in 2014 had two other vessels where angioplasty was performed to open up his clogged arteries. His condition at this time is stable. Family history. Not pertinent at this time. Medications. Vitamin C, 500 milligrams QD. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units QD. Celostazole, 100 milligrams BID. Diclofenac sodium ER, 100 milligrams QD, gabapentin 300 milligrams BID, glipizide 5 milligrams QD, lisinopril 2.5 milligrams QD, meclizine 12.5 milligrams TID, metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, multiple vitamins QD, pravastatin sodium 20 milligrams QD, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams QD, vitamin B12 5,000 micrograms QD, omeprazole 20 milligrams QD, and Jardiance 25 milligrams QD. Medical problems: mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, benign prostatic hypertrophy, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus type 2 with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, osteoarthritis of the knees, comma, anemia, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, overweight, comma, bilateral cataract formation with surgery, comma, diverticulitis surgery and hernia repair with history of hepatomegaly, comma, peripheral artery disease with angioplasty of the left leg times two, hernia abdominal repair in 2020, and diverticulitis abscess repair in 2018. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.7 Fahrenheit, weight 186 pounds, height 5 feet, 10 and 3/4 inches tall, BP 142 over 63 mmHg, heart rate 108 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General. This is a 64-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-N-T, the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly normal. Was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/100. Pinhole is 20/100. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/70. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you drop down to abdomen? There are three 1-centimeter arthroscopic scars on the upper abdomen where the claimant had surgery for a hernia repair and also for removal of part of his intestine secondary to diverticulitis. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam? X-rays of the left knee. No acute findings. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction, except for some mild osteoarthritis of both knees. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and does have some minor restricted limitations in his workplace environment. Secondary to peripheral artery disease, secondary to atherosclerosis, which has been corrected with angioplasty. Probable diagnoses, number one. Decreased vision, secondary to cataract formation, and probable diabetic retinopathy has been corrected with surgery of both eyes and glasses. The claimant is being observed for possible need of more intervention for his eyes in the future. But he appears to be fairly stable at this time. Allegation number two, diverticulitis/hernia/heptomegaly. The claimant did have some surgery secondary to diverticulitis, which needed a resection of the intestine, which was done laparoscopically. He has also had a hernia repair, and the results appear to be fairly good at this time. He also complains of heptomegaly. However, there's no medical records to confirm that. Allegation number three, diabetes mellitus with polyneuropathy. The claimant appears to be fairly well controlled. He does not know what his last hemoglobin A1C is, but he is being monitored closely and is taking his medications. Number four, bilateral knee osteoarthritis, confirmed with physical examination, is being treated and has a fairly normal physical examination except for crepitus with a range of motion of his knee. Number 5, benign prosthetic hypertrophy being treated at this time and appears to be well controlled. Number 6, hypertension being treated. Blood pressure was 142 over 63. He is basically being treated for prevention of renal failure with lisinopril. Number 7, hyperlipidemia - being treated at this time appears to be well controlled. Does have a history of peripheral artery disease with angioplasty to open up his arteries. Number 8, peripheral artery disease with atherosclerosis, confirmed with medical records, appears to be stable at this time and is taking his medication. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Hugo A. Garcia.